Good afternoon. Welcome to the very first meeting of the Military and Veterans Affairs Committee. The committee will now come to order. Just like to remind everybody to turn off their cell phone. It's now 1 p.m. It's Tuesday. It's March 5th. And we're in Capitol Room 120, which is the Grunberg Room. I'd like to introduce my committee aide, Deneen Tuck, the recording secretary, Robert Montenegro, and the LIO moderator, Madison Truitt. The members present are Representative Thompson, Representative Kopp, Representative Rauscher, Representative Tarr, and Representative Jackson, and myself, Chair Ledoux. Let the record reflect that we have a quorum to conduct business. And we have a single subject today on the agenda, and that is House Bill 56, an act to establish May 15th of each year as Hmong American Veterans Day, and this is by Representative Tarr. Representative Tarr, do you want to introduce, or is your aide, Stephanie Andrews, is she going to be introducing the bill?
Madam Chairwoman, I will introduce it today, and then we'll hand it off to her for future meetings.
Okay, very good. Okay, Stephanie, do you want to come forward and put yourself on the record and introduce the bill?
I think I'm going to join her today.
Okay.
Those don't really fit.
You may proceed.
Thank you, Madam Chairwoman. Good afternoon. I'm Representative Garen Tarr from District 19 in Anchorage.
I'm Stephanie Andrew, aide to Representative Tarr.
And so today we're going to start, since it's the first bill hearing, with me introducing it, but then I know Ms. Andrew will be able to take it over. So I just wanted to start by saying what an honor it is to work on the issues or any of these efforts to honor Hmong veterans. And whenever I work on these efforts, I think of the saying or the phrase, a promise made is a promise kept, right? Or a promise made is a debt unpaid is another one. And I think that is really relevant when we talk about our Hmong veterans. I know we've worked on some efforts over the last few years, so the folks who are not new to this committee are somewhat familiar with this, but just as a kind of brief background, the reason we want to honor the Hmong veterans during the Vietnam War, they fought alongside our American soldiers, and in a really critical way, it was a secret war, and so this wasn't acknowledged, and we'll talk about that a little bit later, until much later, but their efforts focused largely on the areas around the Ho Chi Minh Trail, and they were successful in rescuing many American soldiers who had been gunned down in combat or intercepting the supply route. So that critical sort of infrastructure piece that allowed both people and supplies to move, they were instrumental in helping the American soldiers understand that landscape and how to, you know, fight in that very different terrain from where they were from. We know that thousands participated, and I've seen numbers, and so more recently I've started to sort of scale back using an exact number, but we've seen, you know, numbers in the tens of thousands of Hmong veterans or individuals that would have participated as soldiers during the war. And we know here in the U.S. that we have some thousands of veterans here as citizens of the U.S. now following the war. In Alaska, that number is probably a little bit smaller, but we do have a large Hmong population in Anchorage and individuals who are very proud of their service and have waited for decades for that service to be acknowledged. I think we've made some good progress on a couple of those efforts. Madam Chairwoman, it was your resolution that initially named May 15th as Hmong American Veterans Day back in 2013. However, what brings us here today is that was not a permanent effort, so today we will permanently do that. But we've also worked to provide recognition on driver's licenses, and so that's something that's just going to be happening here in the very near future. And that will be one way that the individuals who, you know, qualify under the class classifications for this veteran status, we'll be able to use at places that honor and acknowledge that for, you know, discounts or other sort of privileges. That may not seem like a really big deal for some folks, but because they've been waiting so long for that acknowledgement, that is very meaningful, and it will be with pride that they'll show that driver's license with that veteran designation. And also have worked to support them in their efforts to be able to have military burials. And that actually just happened federally. And so I just want to give a little bit of the sort of whole picture of some of these efforts, because it's taken a long time. And I've been so impressed by my neighbors, who are very dedicated to this effort. And I think us permanently naming Hmong American Veterans Day in the state of Alaska as May 15th will show that this will always be a commitment that will always honor that service. One thing I wanted to point out was it was actually the research report from your original resolution, Madam Chairwoman, that talks about, if we can find it here, the reason that the date of May 15th was selected. And so I just want to read from that briefly. It says, the U.S. government kept the secret war in Laos confidential until 1997. On May 15, 1997, the U.S. government publicly acknowledged that it had supported a prolonged air and ground campaign against the North Vietnamese Army and Viet Cong from Laos, and in honor of the Hmong and other combat veterans from the secret war, dedicated the Laos Memorial on the grounds of Arlington National Cemetery. As a result, May 15th has become a historic date for Hmong veterans, since it represents the first time that the United States government officially and publicly recognized the contributions of these soldiers who fought alongside Americans during the Vietnam War. So it's a very special day and has important significance in that being that particular day of May 15th. And so when we make this permanent in the state of Alaska, we will permanently acknowledge that important date and allow that to be a day that can be full of celebration and sharing about that contribution. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Do we have any questions for Representative Jackson?
I would like to thank you both for all the efforts you put into this. I've been watching. And I just wanted to add, with the Hmong veterans, we have some Purple Heart recipients, and some served in the intelligence helping us with Vietnam War, so they can't go back, right, because there's a mark on them. So this is very important, and I am honored to be here to see it happen. Thank you very much. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Representative Jackson. Do we have any further comments or questions? Representative Rauscher?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I appreciate it. Through the chair, I was just wondering, you went over the number real quick, and I'm not sure whether you actually gave one. Did you know the number of Hmong veterans in this state or not?
Through the chair to Representative Rauscher, it's around 65 individuals now that are Hmong veterans that qualify under the status of having participated between the particular years. It's 1975, but I'm trying to remember the earliest date. I think it encompasses all dates, you know, the entirety of the war, for even though the efforts may have been not initially involved with Hmong veterans, but the entirety. So you have to have qualified during that time frame. So, you know, it's individuals of a certain age, right? Because if you were, you know, the youngest of those individuals, if they were serving in the last days of the war in 1975, some of them were quite young and may have even been teenagers that were participating, and one of my neighbors falls into that category. But then we would know, you know, that individual would probably be in their mid to late 50s or, you know, early 60s, the youngest of them. So it's a smaller number, but those are the veterans, of course. Part of this is the families and their children. And I can tell you, having been at some of the events, there is such, it's just really special to see how proud the younger generation is of their fathers and grandfathers for that honorable service, and just to see it acknowledged, you know, because the whole story of why the Hmong people are in America is because after this, of course, as Representative Jackson just was alluding to, you know, they're not allowed in their homeland anymore, considered traitors for having worked with us to, you know, try to overthrow the communist government. So so they really had to, you know, adopt a new home. And for the next generation, of course, then you want to understand your own family history and why you are somewhere. And this is a big part of that story, and gives them, I think, a sense of honor. And it's really, I think, something that's a special thing for us to be a part of.
And one more follow-up. Thank you. Is anything else coinciding on the 15th of May? Just out of curiosity. Not that it matters. I just thought I'd ask the question.
Through the chair to Representative Rauscher, not that I'm aware of. We can double-check that, though, and just to be absolutely certain. When we have looked in our statutes, we do have a number of holidays on the books that people may or may not be aware of. And so that may be something just worth checking off. But I don't recall it as an issue when the earlier resolution came up that it would be, you know, like a conflict with another day.
Thank you very much, Representative. Thank you.
Further questions or comments? Representative Jackson?
Thank you. To try to answer your question, so on May 15th, in Anchorage, the Hmong community as a whole is almost 3,000 people. So on the 15th, when they do their celebration, there has not been any conflicts with any other celebrations.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Representative Kopp.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, Representative Tarr, for bringing this forward. Yeah, I think the month of May has always been Memorial Days and remembrances. I know there's Police Officer Memorial Week is that week. That's more of a national thing than that coincides state to state. But I think May is the ideal month to have an official Hmong American Veterans Day. And I just want to second Representative Jackson's remarks, too, about how honoring it is and how overdue it is to recognize the sacrifice of the Hmong people for us, and that they did give everything they had. There was no going home after the war for them. So there's still clearly a lot that we could and should be doing, but this is a step in the right direction. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Representative Thompson.
Thank you. Representative Tarr, I want to thank you also. A few years ago, in 2013, is when we made Vietnam Veterans Day March 26th, and it was a long overdue that time, and now this is long overdue for them to be recognized, and I'm glad you picked a date that means something to them. March 26th was picked because that was the last day that the troops and the civilian contractors pulled out of Vietnam. So they have good reasons for these dates, and I really appreciate that we're finally recognizing and doing the right thing. So thank you very much.
Thank you. And I just would comment, I don't know if folks have seen the Ken Burns documentary on the Vietnam War. It is just outstanding, and it has a couple of the episodes tell a bit of the story. But just there's a lot of overdue recognition, I think, for soldiers from that era. And just we didn't understand well enough how to take care of people when they came home after the trauma they'd experienced. And so they unfortunately, I think it's been long overdue recognition. And I'm glad we can address that now rather than later.
Representative Thompson.
You know, when I got that bill passed to recognize March 26th as Vietnam Veterans Day, we gave out certificates. Welcome home certificates, and I've had more reaction from that than anything I've ever been done down here in Juneau. I've had more wives, more women come up and say, that certificate you sent to us for my husband meant more to him than anything he's ever had.
And we've presented certificates at some of the Hmong events honoring the veterans. So even though my resolution back in 2013 was simply a resolution and did not memorialize it forever, for the past few years we've kind of treated it as a day. So it's just unfortunate that the state can only do so much on its own. And these Hmong veterans were promised by the CIA, by the military, by, you know, the powers that be, back in Laos, back many, many moons ago, that if they fought for the United States, they would be treated as veterans. And, you know, it took more than a generation for the Filipino veterans of World War II to be, for the promises made to them to have been honored. And I just hope that there are some Hmong veterans who are still alive at the time that the federal government honors that commitment. And I have hopes that it will do so someday. But sometimes the wheels of justice go exceedingly slowly. Mm-hmm. Any other comments or questions? Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And we will be having both invited and public testimony on this bill this coming Thursday, March 7th at 1 o'clock. And it's my intent, after hearing the public testimony, to move this bill out of committee. And with that, it is 1:16, and this meeting is now adjourned.